that room, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, let's see, there's something named for it, but I don't know. Now, I guess you'd call it utility room now.
Uh-huh.
Utility room, but everything's in, but some would use it as a, like a garage, you know, and stairs or rooms you didn't use, or where you could put stuff like that, get out of your way, temporarily.
Now, would the garret be a room you could live in, too?
Well, some might be finished, but most of them wouldn't be.
I'd like to ask you about two other words that you might use also at the same, they're kind of similar to that. One is attic.
That'd be, now upstairs of this is not finished. And it's not very accessible to get up there either. We don't have no stairway or nothing to go up, but we could throw some things like that up there, but it's pretty inconvenient. We never have. See, it's just got the rafters and open, not finished up.
Now, you'd call that an attic.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be an attic. What about a...
And it could be finished up, kind of like you could live up there if you want to do an big attic, I guess.
Well, is a garret different?
Not much, I wouldn't say. They're similar.
Could a garret be finished or unfinished?
Yeah.
Or would it be in a special kind of a house?
I'd just be... finished or unfinished. It'd just be a place that's never finished and never maybe made to live in. Mm-hmm.
How about the word loft?
Well, that's
they use that
practical too, yeah. Right.
Okay. And then the things on on the windows, that you don't have any on these windows, but sometimes you see these things, they pull up and down.
Yeah, those are shades, they call them. They darken the room if you want to.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, that right there, that white thing, but...
Yeah. Now, that'd be more of a... That'd be a little different.
That'd be different. I forget now what to call that, but that's a little different. That's
you might call those blinds?
Yeah. Probably, you can call them. And now, that's all on the gutter, then, the whole house.
And the... in the bedroom, did you ever have in the bedroom, a special little alcove-like thing for a bed? Well, a bed might be put kind of pushed back over in the...
Well, they have them, but I don't believe we ever had one in here.
And a...
kind of disposable bed. You can run it out of the way if you don't
want
to fold it up maybe and lay it up.
Sure, or just a little... I was thinking something like a sink bedroom, if you ever heard that version.
Never heard that exactly, but that would be...
Now, what was the kitchen like in the house when you were growing up?
Well, there weren't no... fixtures in there much, you know, everything's pretty plain. And you had a table to eat at, and you didn't have no conveniences, of course, back in. You had to carry your water from the spring and set it up on a table, a bucket, and go down there. You had your tea kettles to warm your water on the stove, and all those things you didn't have a pump in the house, and you had to go get it.
Sure.
And of course, some people had cisterns. They didn't have a well on the spring.
Yeah.
And you had to have cisterns. You had to have water from some source. Of course, you drew the water out of them with a bucket and a rope.
In the morning, the woman gets up and she goes around and she says every morning she has to just kind of go around and put things in order. As you might say.
Oh, yeah, it's a day-to-day business.
Yeah. What is that called? She's...
Well, I don't know. Housekeeper spoke to tend all of it. I don't know really any other word for it.
Yeah. Well, you'd say the housekeeper. Would you say something like she tidies up or she cleans up or she reds up?
Either one of those would be helpful.
How about reds up? Is that used?
Yeah, some people, I heard that word, I think, but not, I'm not very familiar.
What would you probably say?
I said cleans up.
And things used to sweep the floor.
Yeah, they had brooms.